The event took place across from Magic Island at low tide in order to accommodate the huge crowd which waited patiently for the festivities to begin. While organizers worked on the PA system and Japanese photographers swarmed about, the weather didn't let up.
Is anybody here willing to give up their umbrellas? We have some very priceless robes here that are getting wet, and they're hundreds of years old, and we didn't bring any umbrellas. So if anybody's willing to help us out, that would be great.
There's one right there.
Thank you. Sheesh.
Tlingit elders dressed in full regalia, along with other clan members, performed traditional songs in honor of the tree that was felled to carve the totem pole in Hoshino's honor.
At this time, the host clan, Kagwantan, will be also singing a cry song to help memorialize what is taking place here today. So I'd like to call on them to come out.
Out of respect for the sacred ceremony, they ask that the Tlingit songs and prayers not be recorded. Michio Hoshino was killed more than a decade ago in Kamchatka when he was attacked by a brown bear, and his death was felt on both continents. People from Japan, including Michio's wife Miyoko, were also present for the ceremony, and they performed sacred Japanese rituals alongside the Tlingit ceremony. Juno author and wildlife guide Lynn Schooler spent many years guiding Michio into the wilderness. After Michio's death in 1996, Schooler wrote his first book, a memoir entitled The Blue Bear, about Michio's quest to photograph the elusive glacier bear.
We spent the better part of 10 years trying to find one and photograph it, and then he was killed. And then the following spring, I did find one and photograph it.
But Schooler believes the search was just as important to Michio.
One time he actually floated down the Tatsunshini, the length of the Tatsunshini, because he had heard someone had seen one up there. And that's, you know, that's an 11, 12-day raft trip. And at the end of the trip, I asked him if he was disappointed, and he said, well, no, not really. You know, maybe not seeing one is just as important as seeing one, you know, because it had kind of come to represent all of those elusive things that we know are out there, but we just can't quite pin down.
Schooler says Alaskans would be blown away by how many Japanese tourists venture to Alaska just because of Michio's photography. But in his native Japan, he is just as well known for his writing. Only one of his written works is translated into English, Michio Hoshino's Alaska.
His writing is just poetic and descriptive and simple and touching and all of those things that I really wish mine was. I really, really hope that the day comes soon when all of his writing work is available in English. Some U.S. or British publisher should just jump on that with both feet and snap it up and get it out.
Tommy Joseph carved the pole that honors Michio's life and work. It depicts Michio with his camera and features a raven, caribou, and a humpback whale, along with the glacier bear on top. It now stands on traditional Kiksati land, a rare tribute to a non-native person. Judging by the crowd that helped raise the totem pole to its current place, it will likely draw even more people to the state that Michio loved and photographed. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.